the Lord said, pray that you enter not into temptation. How many times have you prayed? It doesn't matter what kind of missiles he sends out against you. With your shield of faith, that means faith is a shield. Satan can play the game with you until you take your sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema. This is the day to build your faith strong. Don't wait for the evil day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stick to the Word, a program designed to help you grow in God's Word and transform you. Hallelujah. As a man of God always says, that when you stick to the Word, you will come back with a testimony. My name is Sister Chichi, and with me today is...
My name is Brother Hugo. Hello, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today again on the subject, the mystery of Christ. We need to hear your testimonies. We got to have your testimonies. It's important that you share your testimony. So you can do that on the King's Chat app, on the Love World USA platform.
And also download our Alpha TV app today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we have the Word of God there to transform your life and catapult you into greater realms of glory. Hallelujah. I recommend that you subscribe to the 1-year subscription because you're going to pay for 10 months and 2 months for free. That's a very good deal, right? Praise God. So right now, just take your notepad, take your pen, get your Bible. You're ready to be blessed by our dear man of God.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This is extraordinary. He just got done telling us Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now he's talking about putting on Christ,
yes,
baptized into Christ.
Yes,
I love it. I love it because this is exactly what the Word teaches us.
Yes.
When you are born again, you are in Christ Jesus. Then you take that drink. You receive Christ into you. Like I've been telling you the last few days. That's where Christianity really begins. When Christ is now in you, I said your glory life begins. When you're born again, you are baptized into Christ. So he says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now your Christian life begins when you receive him into you.
Yes.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. So go back to that Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, vitalize your mortal bodies, your death-doomed bodies. Did you notice? He didn't say, shall also quicken the mortal body. As though he's speaking of the whole body of Christ. No, the individual members, each one of us, when you have the Holy Spirit inside you, he is telling you, this Holy Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead vitalizes your body, your mortal body. Now look at it. When he vitalizes your body, which have been dead doomed, is it still death doomed after he's done it? Let's look at it like this. Imagine that he says, I'll heal your sick body. When your sick body is healed, is it still sick? I thought he just healed it. Okay. So he says, your death doomed body. Then the Holy Ghost came into the death doomed body. Should it still be death doomed?
No, Welcome back. Wonderful. That was awesome. That was inspiring, wasn't it? Now, thank you, Pastor Sir, for that teaching. I want us to go right into my notes, you see, because Pastor referenced this scripture in Galatians chapter 3, and I want to quickly read from verse 13, which says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, you see, when we read this portion of scripture from verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us. There is that error that people make unknowingly, you know. They say, oh, us, meaning everybody. But that's not by in context. Mm-hmm. What Pastor was expounding, that contextually, that's not everyone. Christ hath redeemed us Jews, them Jews, you know, from the curse of the law. Because I want to read this real quickly. He redeemed the Jews from the curse of the law so that they can be on the same pedestal with the Gentiles. The Jews were chosen by God, and because of that choice, the Gentiles were completely estranged from the covenant of promise. If you remember that scripture, having no hope, and without God in the world.
So they were hopeless.
They were the Gentiles.
Yeah.
Now, that was then, mm-hmm. as at that time, because the Jews were chosen by God. Even there's this scripture that says, the people whom God has chosen for his inheritance. Mm-hmm. He was referring to the Jews. So without God and hopeless were the Gentiles, because they were not given any law, you see. Mm-hmm. But now, in Christ Jesus, praise the God. Middle wall of partition, praise people God. Of God, we're on the subject, the mystery of Christ. Oh, yeah. The middle wall of partition was broken, mm-hmm. and the Jew and the Gentile were brought together in one new man, making peace by his death on the cross. That we, my note says, that we, both Jews and Gentiles, might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, yeah. and not through the law. Mm. Praise God.
Praise God.
And this is the new way, not through the works of the law. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. By faith you are saved.
Praise God. Praise
by
God.
The Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
And speaking about the mystery of Christ, Pastor mentioned in Romans 8, verse 10, he read the scripture, that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
If Christ be in you, hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
This is the new life, hallelujah, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sit back. We'll be right back to explain more about the mystery of Christ.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations. Watch movies you really want to see and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and LoveWorld App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Now, before we went on a break, Sister Chichi was talking and sharing with us about Romans chapter 8, verse 10, or what Pastor was expounding. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a message that the man of God mentioned as he was expounding on that, the impact of the Holy Spirit on the human body.
Yeah.
To be able to access that message, you need an Alpha TV subscription. Remember, we're doing a promo, you know, for the price of 10 months for the price of 12. And that's a good deal.
That is.
By any standard, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to hear from you. Your testimony is important. You should share your testimony on King's Chat, on the Love World Network platform, the Love World USA platform. We need to hear from you because the word always works.
Yes.
I love what Pastor would say, settle it in your heart. Faith always works.
Hallelujah.
And as a child of God, it's your communication, the communication of your faith. You're declaring the word, my faith is working, for instance, is what puts your faith into action. And you don't have to have more faith. You have already been given the measure of faith. We shared on all these in the previous episodes, but with our dear man of God, Pastor Chris.
Praise God.
Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 10 says, from my notes, your body is literally affected by the presence of the Holy Spirit in you.
Praise God.
He is showing us that your body isn't vitalized by blood, but by the Spirit. Infection is because of the blood life of your body, and you can be infected by one disease or another. Now that you're born again, you are in Christ. Hallelujah. And you have received the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Your body now lives by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This is huge, Pastor says. Because after you've become a Christian and received the Holy Spirit, you should never be sick again in your life. This is His provision. This is God's provision, Sister Chichi. This is the Old Testament, right? Because Pastor made mention of something very important. That in the Old Testament, God made provision for the children of Israel for their healing. But the same message to the children of Israel is not applicable to the church of the New Testament.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes.
It is not applicable to us. Something like, for instance, for example, Pastor gave is, by His stripes you are healed. Pastor said, it is not for you. And now, I know that can be quite, you know, shocking. For some people that are watching us, completely probably blew your whole theology away. But understand this, when you get on Alpha TV and you get your subscription and you sit down with your Bible, your pen and your paper, like the Berean Christians, you will be able to verify, ascertain whether this thing we're talking is some hocus pocus or it is some real deal, the real McCoy, right?
It is the real deal, praise God.
Praise God.
Because now you are the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Healing dwells in you. You're the temple of healing, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Ghost in you radiates His power through you every single time. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Pastor read the scripture, 1 John 4, verse 13, says that, hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us.
Praise the Lord.
Because He has given us of His Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. So if you need healing, know that healing dwells in you.
Praise
healing
the
resides
Lord.
In you. Healing radiates through you.
Praise
so that has to be your mindset. That has to be your mental, let's say, cogitations, that healing dwells in me every single day. Therefore, I cannot be sick. Praise God.
Praise God.
And the Spirit of God in you is Christ in you. And with Christ in you, you have it made. It's from glory to glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor mentioned that Christ is your new place to live. So not only do you dwell in Him, He also dwells in you. Because it says, in Him you live and move and have your being.
Praise
so
God.
Now you are in a new place called Christ, a new environment of joy, of peace, of bliss.
Of bliss.
And He also lives in you. So it's a whole package. Christ in you and you in Christ.
Right.
Praise God. So
right.
It can only be from glory to glory and from grace to grace.
Praise
Pastor
God.
Also mentioned about the children of Israel. They carry their own atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
As God's people, we carry our own atmosphere. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So everywhere you go, know that you are in Christ. Hallelujah.
You and Christ. Are in Christ.
Yes, and Christ is in you. Praise God.
There's a point that I can't fail to mention it. Pastor mentioned that this is not a function of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how you feel. The word says so. Okay, for example, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, He is there also in their midst.
Praise God.
You know, but many have this thing of, we have to feel the presence of God. We have to sink the roof down, you know, and have goosebumps run from our top of our head to the sole of our feet before we know that the Spirit of God is there. It's not by feeling. We walk by faith, not by sensory perception.
Hallelujah.
So the people of Israel, they carried their own atmosphere. I want to read from minute, because this is very, very insightful.
Hallelujah.
When the Israelites left Egypt, they carried their own atmosphere with them. Regardless of how hot the desert was, they carried their own environment. The cloud, the pillar of cloud by day, which shielded them from the harsh heat of the desert. The pillar of fire by night, which warmed them from the inclement coldness in the desert, right? Now that you're born again, you have been delivered. You have been translated, transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The place is called Christ. If any man be in Christ, that man is a new creature.
Praise God.
You are a new creature. You are not who you used to be. Outwardly, it might seem, oh, you haven't changed. But in you now is the pulsating life of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
You are not who you used to be before. He said, behold, all things have been made new.
Praise God.
All things, not some, but all things have been made new. Praise God.
Praise God. So this must be your declaration every single day.
Hallelujah.
That I am a new creature. Christ is alive in me. I live in Christ. I move in Him. Let this word dwell in you. Because in Christ, you will have whatsoever you say. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So keep confessing God's word, and
praise
you will
Lord.
Come back with a testimony, surely. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So kindly just relax. Just be expectant. God will come back with God's word for you, and you'll be blessed. Praise God. I kinda
like you. Alpha.
Welcome back to Stick to the Word. Hallelujah. We know you are being blessed right now, hallelujah, by the Word of God. Before the break, I was talking about why you must keep declaring the Word of God and stick to God's Word. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go to mention in the mystery of Christ that you are like a garden. So don't allow the wrong weeds or thoughts into your mind. They will grow. What you sow is what you get. So ask yourself today, what am I sowing in my garden? Am I sowing thoughts of fear, of discouragement, of lack of sickness? No. You must sow the Word of God, because God's Word will make the most beautiful garden that you could ever imagine or think of. So sow the right thoughts. Let us be intentional. Take your thoughts. Say, thoughts, you must go this way. Thoughts go according to the Word of God. You must control your thoughts. If not, your thoughts will control you. Praise God. So take a hold of your life through your thoughts and use the Word of God. As I said before, be very intentional. Study God's Word for yourself, because God's Word is your life. God's Word is your today. God's Word is your tomorrow, and it is your future. So study God's Word, speak God's Word, and sow the right thought to have the most beautiful garden. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know, Sister Chichi, when you were talking, one of the key things also the man of God expounded on is from Romans chapter 8, from verse 1, where he was talking about the law of the Spirit of life. And I'll read quickly verses 1 and 2 of chapter 8 of the book of Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from from the law of sin and death, the law of the spirit of life. What is this law? The law of life, the law of the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of life, the law of the spirit of life, now that I'm born again.
Hallelujah.
Because I am in Christ, that law works for me.
Hallelujah.
Because of where I am, my location in the realm of the spirit.
Hallelujah.
I am in Christ. I am a new creation. Therefore, I function by the law of life.
Praise God.
The law of the spirit of life.
Praise God.
That is in Christ Jesus.
Praise God. That means in Christ there is a law.
Yes.
Because every environment has their own laws.
This
every country
law.
Has their own law. Yes. So in Christ, this is our law, the law of the spirit of life.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Which gives life. Mm-hmm. I walk by the law of life.
Praise God.
I do not walk by death. I do not walk by degradation, but by the law of the spirit of life. It is a consciousness that should be imbibed. It is a consciousness that we should be aware of. 24/7, the law of the spirit of life. You should, Pastor said, you should only think this way and allow no other type of thinking. It will not happen by itself. Just like you were saying when the man of God was sharing that, you know, you are like a garden, you're God's husbandry.
Hallelujah.
You should speak the right words.
Hallelujah.
You should go for the right materials. Make an investment with the Alpha TV app. You have to get it. You have to get it. You have to make that investment. And use the material. It will not happen by itself. It's just like the brother that Pastor will talk about where he put his Bible under his pillow and the demon still came and oppressed him in the night. You know, you can't, that, it won't work. Or you wear a cross and when you're casting out devils, you pull out the cross. They will probably beat you up with a cross too. You know, they don't, those things don't scare them. What scares them is the knowledge that you have of the power in the name of the kingdom,
Hallelujah.
The name that is above every name. When you say in the name of Jesus, something definitely happens. Because as you know, in the previous episodes, we talked about the fact that he now represents us before the Father and we now represent him before men on earth. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So the law of the spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah. That means sickness cannot work in your body. Sickness
doesn't
have power over your body because now life is at work in you. Life is flowing through your entire being, praise God. That means it's only divine health that can actually radiate through your being.
God.
So know that life is at work in you. Don't let the enemy lie to you. You can't be sick because God dwells within you and divinity also dwells within you. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, there are two scriptures that Pastor used to show us the fact that our exercise of authority in Christ, reigning in Christ, Romans chapter 5, verse 17, which says, I want to read it real quickly. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans chapter 5, verse 17, which says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. We shall reign in life. We shall reign in life. You know, now, in Pastor reference, Revelations chapter 20, Revelations chapter, can you help me read Revelations chapter 20, verse 6?
Mm-hmm.
Where we reign with him, you know, which is different from reigning in life. When we reign with him, we're reigning with him. But when we're reigning in life, those are two different things, you know. So, and that's the beauty of really getting the material, really getting the Alpha TV app.
So should I read it for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it says, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and Christ and shall reign with him
and
a thousand years.
Reign with him a thousand years.
Hallelujah.
Now, but in the meantime, before that time comes, we reign in life, through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this point, if you are not born again, I want you to say this prayer and mean it with all of your heart. Say, dear God.
Dear God.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus died for me.
That Jesus died for me.
And rose again.
And rose again.
And is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And seated at the right hand of the Father.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
I receive eternal life.
I receive eternal life.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
I receive the nature of God.
The nature of God.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Into my spirit.
Into my spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you said that prayer, I want to recommend this book. It's called Now That You Are Born Again. You should get a copy. The number is on the screen, 855-378-9993. Or write us, but you need this copy, a copy for yourself. You can also request for your family, your family members, your friends, but you do need this copy for yourself to begin with. Now That You Are Born Again. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's been such an awesome time in the program, people of God. Remember that when you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. God bless you.
Thank you.